Introduction. In recent years, the United States has witnessed a rapid shift towards digitalization in various sectors. While this transformation has brought numerous benefits, there is a growing concern about the potential consequences of a society entirely dependent on digital systems. This blog explores the dystopian twist of laws forcing all companies to be digital and how this momentum is pushing the United States towards a social credit system, ultimately leading to a fully fascist and authoritarian state by 2025. The digitalization drive. The push for digitalization has gained significant momentum in recent years. Governments and corporations argue that digital systems enhance efficiency, productivity, and convenience. As a result, laws are being enacted to mandate all companies to adopt digital platforms, leaving no room for traditional methods of operation. While this may seem like progress, it raises several concerns about the erosion of individual freedoms and the concentration of power. The emergence of a social credit system. One of the most alarming consequences of the digitalization drive is the potential emergence of a social credit system. A social credit system is a mechanism that assigns scores to individuals based on their behavior, actions, and social interactions. These scores can determine a person's access to various services, opportunities, and even their social standing. In a fully digitalized society, every aspect of an individual's life can be tracked, monitored, and evaluated, leading to a loss of privacy and personal autonomy. The erosion of freedom. As the United States moves towards a social credit system, the concept of freedom becomes increasingly threatened. With every action and interaction being monitored and evaluated, individuals may feel compelled to conform to societal norms and expectations to maintain a favorable social credit score. This conformity stifles individuality, creativity, and dissent, ultimately leading to a society devoid of true freedom. The concentration of power. The digitalization of all companies also leads to a concentration of power in the hands of a few tech giants and government entities. These entities have access to vast amounts of personal data, enabling them to manipulate and control individuals' lives. The fusion of corporate and government power creates a dangerous environment where dissent is suppressed, and those in authority have unprecedented control over the population. The road to fascism and authoritarianism. With the implementation of a social credit system and the concentration of power, the United States is on a dangerous path towards fascism and authoritarianism. By 2025, if the current trajectory continues, the government will have complete control over the lives of its citizens. Freedom of speech, privacy, and individual rights will become relics of the past, replaced by a system that rewards conformity and punishes dissent. Conclusion. The dystopian twist of laws forcing all companies to be digital is pushing the United States towards a social credit system, eroding individual freedoms, and concentrating power in the hands of a few. If this momentum continues, the United States risks becoming a fully fascist and authoritarian state by 2025. It is crucial for society to critically examine the consequences of digitalization and ensure that individual rights and freedoms are protected in the face of technological advancements.